Thank you so much. It is time indeed for the good stuff. And your hosts today happen to be Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska.
Surprise.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I have a golfing story coming up, Mike.
I'll find something.
All right, that sounds great. But first, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, an award-winning columnist, classified ads, special interest sections, so much more. I mean, seriously, this is a big publication, and you receive it every week. Visit online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and more importantly, to subscribe. So get Tri-State Livestock News today. Go to tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County area. Lots of things to do, even in the fall, through the winter, and into next spring. But next summer, you need to be planning your river trip down the Niobrara River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest. Plan to attend the Nebraska Star Party at the end of July. It's an international dark skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. And you can find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to kick it off with a golf story just like I promised.
Okay.
All right. A golfing friend told me this story about a recent golf trip to Arizona, but I can't swear to the truth of it.
Okay.
All right. That disclaimer is out there right away. While golfing, I took a quick turn to avoid hitting a chuck hole and accidentally overturned my cart. A very beautiful and attractive golfer who lived right there on the edge of the golf course heard the noise, came running out of her house and shouted, "Are you okay?" As I looked up, I noticed she was wearing only a silky see-through bathrobe, which was very revealing, actually revealing a very nice figure. "I think I'm okay," I replied as I pulled myself out from under the twisted cart. She said, "Please follow me to my house so I can clean and bandage that nasty scrape on your head. Then you can rest a while and I'll help you upright the cart later." "Well, that's mighty nice of you," he answered, "but I don't think my wife will like me doing that." "Oh, come on now," she insisted. "We need to see if you have any more scrapes and treat them if so." Well, after all, she was pretty and very, very persuasive. Being sort of shaken and weak, I finally agreed, but repeated, "I'm sure my wife won't like this." We walked to her place just 100 yards away, and after a couple of scotch and waters and the bandaging, I thanked her and said, "I feel a lot better now, but I know my wife is going to be really upset, so I better go." "Don't be silly," she said with a smile, letting her robe fall open a little more. "Stay for a while. She won't know anything. And by the way, where is she?" I replied, "Still under the cart, I guess."
Uh-oh.
That's bad news.
That's bad. I'm surprised you read that. From Stu Kovar, I've got a few things in here. Mark Twain is always fun to refer to here and during the political season. And Mark Twain said, "If you don't read the newspaper, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you are misinformed."
Oh, no.
Another one from Mr. Twain. "Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress." But then I repeat myself.
Cute.
Winston Churchill once said, "I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket while trying to lift himself up by the handle."
Very good.
Something else to pay attention to here. George Bernard Shaw once said, "A government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul."
Yeah, a little Norwegian showing through there. Okay, I shared some of these earlier. They're fun. I'm going to actually teach you something, so pay attention.
Does it hurt?
Oh, no. Okay. It might make you laugh a little bit, and it might make you think a little bit. Neither of those are bad. If you're in a room with 23 people, now that's important, 23 people, there's more than 50% chance that two of the people are going to have the same birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Interesting.
I think we should get some friends together and try it. Cambridge University is older than the Aztec and Inca empires.
I knew they were been around a long, long time.
Wow, that's incredible. And Harvard University was founded before calculus was derived. I thought those things always existed. I don't know.
I don't know who came up with calculus. Mr. Calculus, I guess.
I guess. Interesting.
Well, keep listening for more of those fun facts that might accidentally teach you something. right here on The Good Stuff.